Hello, my lovely bakers, and welcome back. Today we're diving into Christmas Cake Creations, making a rich, easy fruitcake with easy festive decorations. Perfect for Christmas gatherings, gifting, or proudly displaying under the tree before someone sneaks a slice. I remember my first fruitcake. I didn't soak the fruit long enough, and it was a bit dry. My aunt said, "It's crunchy," in a festive way. I've learned since, soaking fruit properly is key. And decoration? I once tried marzipan leaves. They looked like they'd been through a wind tunnel. But the cake stole the show. So recipe 9, rich fruit cake. Here's what we need. 250 grams or 8.5 ounces of unsalted butter. 250 grams of soft brown sugar. 4 eggs. 250 grams or 8.5 ounces of plain flour. 1 teaspoon of mixed spice. 1 teaspoon of baking powder. 350 grams or 12 ounces of mixed dried fruit. 50 grams or 1¾ ounces of cherries cut in half. And 50 grams or 1¾ ounces of chopped nuts. Chopped nuts are optional, obviously, because there are people out there with nut allergies. So if you have put nuts in your cake, make sure everyone knows about it. And lastly, brandy or orange juice. So, step 1. Soak your fruit overnight in some brandy, sherry or orange juice. And I won't be the judge on how much you use. Step 2. Line a 20 centimeter or 8 inch cake tin with parchment paper. Step 3. Preheat your oven to 150 centigrade fan, 170 centigrade electric, or gas mark 2 to 3. Step 4. Cream the butter, sugar until pale and fluffy. Beat in the eggs, one at a time. Step 5. Fold in the flour, mix spice and baking powder. And then add the fruit and the nuts if you're using them. And mix gently. Step 6. Pour into the tin and bake. 1.5 hours to 2 hours. Until a skewer comes out clean. And if it starts to brown too quickly, halfway through, maybe put a bit of parchment paper on top of the cake just to stop it over browning. Now baker's corner. If the cake cracks slightly, call it characterful char. And yes, tasting a tiny crumb is mandatory. Just for quality control, of course. I once made this cake for a family gathering. And my nephew asked, "Why is it so dark?" I said, "Because Christmas is rich and deep, just like this cake." Even slightly dry edges didn't stop it being a hit. Before we go any further, a quick shout out to Samira from Lewisham. She emailed a picture of her first fruit cake, looking a bit lumpy, but she said, "It tastes amazing." That's the spirit. Keep them photos coming. So, before we get around to decorating or anything else on the cake, for the next 4 weeks after it's made, prick the top with a fork or a meat skewer and pour over a little brandy or sherry and let it soak in. Wrap it in greaseproof paper and put it in a tin. 2 or 3 days later, it'll be ready for marzipanning. So then, we'll carry on. What do we need for the marzipanning? We need 250 grams or 8.5 ounces of marzipan, 250 grams or 8.5 ounces of ready-made fondant icing, some food colouring, red and green, or some edible glitter. And optional, you can get yourself small cutters for shapes, etc., etc., but entirely up to you. Step 1. Roll out the marzipan to cover the cake. Brush the cake lightly with apricot jam or any jam you got. This will help it the marzipan stick. Step 2. Roll the fondant icing out to cover the marzipan and smooth carefully. But this has to be done 2 or 3 days after the marzipan has dried out a little bit. Step 3. Colour some small amounts of fondant icing in red and green. That's if you're going to make your own decorations. If not, use the cutters or hand shape. Stars maybe, holly leaves, festive motifs, or you can just buy some. The choice is yours. Edible glitter for sparkle could be good. But warning, decoration may prompt immediate photos. Don't forget, send them in. Now, Baker's Corner. If the shapes aren't perfect, then call them Artisan Festive Flair. And yes, tasting a small decorative piece is mandatory. Again, purely for quality control. And there we have it. A rich fruitcake with simple festive decoration done correctly. Perfect for gifting, impressing friends, or sneaky sampling. You can find all the recipes on our website, www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. And if your cake cracks or your decorations are wobbly, send me a picture anyway. Laughter is part of the recipe. You can email them to jim.boxall, that's B-O-X-A-L-L, at big-g-bakes.co.uk. Well, bakers, that was our very first episode of Christmas Specials. Next time we're going to indulge into chocolate with festive chocolate treats, truffles, fudge, and indulgent chocolate bites. So remember, keep it simple, keep it festive, and let's hope Santa fills our stockings. Thanks for listening.